Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. It's Sunday morning just before 11. Now, finding places to eat now, the middle of the day, or at dinner time, that's not a problem. But Wednesday night at 9, after you've met friends out for drinks and you're all ravenous, your options aren't quite as robust. Late-night eats in Vermont can be slim pickings. So here to help us find some places to enjoy at night is Sally Pollock, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, nice to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
Let's start in Burlington, where you found a place for an evening nosh.
Right. So several reporters from the Free Press went out and ate late at night around Burlington. And I went to El Cortijo. And that was one of the Farmhouse Group restaurants. And in fact, Jed Davis, who's the principal and owner of the Farmhouse Group, told me a few years ago that he always thought the Oasis, which was a predecessor to El Cortijo, it's a diner spot on Bank Street, he always saw it as a late night spot. So that's kind of was his vision when he ended up opening a restaurant there, El Cortijo. And it's a taco place. And there's burritos, tacos, guacamole, great soup that I love that's a tomato soup with tortilla strips and vegetables. And a thrill for me, I left the house at about after 10 o'clock on a very rainy Monday night to go out to eat. And I was excited by the fact that the parking meters were now free.
Oh, yeah.
Because Burlington has changed its parking meters. It used to be you only paid till 6. Now you pay till 10. So I was like, hey, this is a good reason to go out to eat. I don't have to pay to park. And I went to El Cortijo, and the sign shines sort of bright in this dark sky. And it was neat, and it was a Margarita Monday. So I had a blood orange margarita, and it was $2 off. And often I've gone to El Cortijo and paid more for a margarita than three tacos. And tonight, actually, that was different, or that night.
Any brand new places that people may not have tried yet?
Well, there's the Griffin, which opened in September, and it's right next to the Flynn, on the same block as the Flynn. And it's become, I hear, sort of a theater, after theater hangout. And Adam Silverman, who's an editor at the Free Press, ate there. And he enjoyed it very much. He thought the cocktails were wonderful. And he wrote that the grits were a revelation deserving of their own paragraph. So he was very taken by the seafood grits that he and his wife shared, along with a fried green tomato BLT. It's a Southern-inspired menu. And when he liked the grits so much that he said that his server said to him, yes, they're swimming in deliciousness. And I find that happens at many restaurants. You go and the thing that sort of grabs you is not a big entree, a fancy thing, but, the grits.
Hard to find good grits this far north, too.
And they will start having three tables outside in the summer, I think after Memorial Day, and have quite late nights on weekends.
How about an established restaurant that people might not think of for late night food?
Well, Lunig's, which has been on the corner of on Church Street, that main sort of intersection, the marketplace in Burlington, since 1980, so now 35 years. And this is a way to eat late at night after a show, and also an affordable way to eat at Lunig's. They have a bistro menu that's $17.50, and you have a choice of appetizer and entree. And Lauren Reed, a woman who normally covers sports for the Free Press, ate there. And it was her first time at Lunig's, and she thought it was a great sort of entree to the restaurant. And she got strawberry rhubarb crusted salmon and said her first words when she took a bite were, "I see why people go to Lunig's." And that's feels like a late night place. You know, it's a real bistro feel, a sort of European feel. And of course, it's, I think, more common to eat later at night in Europe.
So. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing where to go when it's late and you're hungry. Sally, let's get out of Burlington. We'll start with Winooski.
Yeah, we didn't go that far out of Burlington, over the river into Winooski. And it was that week when it got quite hot for a few days, late last week. So we decided to dine al fresco at the traffic circle in Winooski. And we ate at the Mule Bar, which is owned by the people who have the Three Penny Tap Room in Montpelier. And it's a bar menu. They serve till 11. And it was neat. The people at the next table were having a pint of Ben and Jerry's and a pint of Hetty Topper. That seemed to be their dinner. And we shared a cheeseburger and some spinach Caesar salad. Very neat. Sat outside. There was a band playing in the next restaurant over at the Monkey House. We could hear them. And I'd say a great part was a new beer from Hill Farmstead that they tapped that night called Conduct of Life that's brewed with Citra hops and Amarillo hops. And we sort of soaked in the life of Winooski at Mule Bar.
Fabulous. And then any suggestions when we're roaming around other parts of the state?
Well, in Brattleboro, there's a pub that's just sort of a nighttime hangout, I think, called Flat Street Pub. And it's basic bar foods, wings, nachos, burgers, fries. And it's near the Latches Theater. So I think it's, again, for that town, a place to go. And then I heard about a restaurant I'd never heard of before called The Palms in Rutland. It sounds like a really neat place. It is 83 years old. It opened on Palm Sunday, and it's been family run by the Sabatasso family ever since. And it was started by a man named Giuseppe Sabatasso, who was a cobbler. And when his customers entered his cobbler shop, they noticed the great smells of his lunch that his wife made and said, open a cafe. And this Italian restaurant has been family run ever since. And I spoke with the manager, a woman named Diane Parker, and she said it's got excellent antipastos. They bottle the salad dressings. You can buy them. She's been there 23 years. She says she's into the customers. The customers are into the restaurant. And I looked at the menu online, and I was like, a lot of things grabbed me. But I was like, I really want to drive to Rutland to have fried green beans and creamy horseradish sauce, ooh, along with eggplant parmesan and linguine with red and white clam sauce.
And we got to be there by what time to eat?
Well, the kitchen closes at 9:30.
All right.
So we leave now. We have plenty of time.
Sally Pollock writes for the Save Our Wars section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, thanks again for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.